Well, coming up on Sunday, the Illinois Holocaust Museum will open a new exhibit called Speak Truth to Power, Human Rights Defenders Who Are Changing Our World. It's the Midwest debut of photographs that highlight human rights defenders from over 40 countries and six continents. It's the work of Pulitzer Prize-winning photographer Eddie Adams and my next guest, Carrie Kennedy. Kennedy spent years interviewing activists for her book, Speak Truth to Power, which is what the exhibit's based on. Kennedy is the president of the Robert F. Kennedy Human Rights and a tireless advocate for international human rights. She continues the work of her family and her famous father, who died 50 years ago this year. Carrie Kennedy will be on hand for the opening of the exhibit at the Illinois Holocaust Museum on Sunday, 1 o'clock start, and she joins me now. Ms. Kennedy, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Great to be on. Thank you so much.
So let's talk about this, because this is, of course, based on your book, but, you know, and this is the Midwest premiere of this exhibit. Talk about why you chose photographs and talk a little bit about bringing the exhibit to Chicago.
You know, this is an exhibit of photographs from the interviews, as you mentioned, with people who are the bravest people on earth, people who face imprisonment, torture, sometimes even death for basic rights most of us take for granted. And there are people like Elie Wiesel, who, of course, survived the Holocaust as a child. And in that interview, he said, "My dream for the future is that your children won't have my past."
Wow.
And there are people like Archbishop Desmond Tutu, the great anti-apartheid leader from South Africa, who said, "We don't have a God who says, ah, gotcha. We have a God who lifts us up and dusts us off and tells us to try it again." And to me, those are really the bookends of human rights. On the one hand, trying to stop the atrocities, and on the other hand, having this faith in the capacity of the human spirit to triumph even under the worst of circumstances.
There's something really great. I'm sorry to interrupt, but it's something really great about the photography and choosing in a way to have this exhibit, to choose portraits like this or portrait photography, to be able to see the faces of people who are behind the scenes, who are trying to save human beings. To talk about the idea of putting them front and forward like that and being able to showcase what they look like.
Well, I think, you know, it's important to put a face to all of these names, exotic names from foreign countries, Bung Bung Wijianto, and, you know, and others who we can barely pronounce and can't find on a map. But they're really the living embodiment of courage, of standing up and for the greater good for our communities. And I want to exhibit these because they're not saints that are, you know, sealed in stained glass, but they're living, breathing human beings among us. And they remind each of us of our own courage and of our own capacity to make a difference and to stand up.
Yeah, and I think about the work of what you're doing, but also the Illinois Holocaust Museum. And of course, when you're talking about human rights, it's something that obviously we've seen throughout history, where we've seen violation after violation. And even in our recent, we were just had a conversation with Wendy Perlman on the program about Syria and the refugees and the human rights violations that continue, even though everybody in America thinks that the war is over or things are back to normal. That's not the case. For you and your position at the Robert F. Kennedy Human Rights, is that part of what this is about? Is about educating people, about almost promoting the fact that there still needs work to be done at all time?
Absolutely. You know, when people ask what's the biggest human rights issue facing our world today, for me, that's easy. The answer is hate. And that's what ties together the Boko Haram in Nigeria, ISIS in Iraq and Syria, Islamophobia and anti-Semitism, the rise of those in Europe, the hate that we've heard spewed by political leaders here in the United States and the Rohingya in Myanmar. So we've seen this, and this is also, of course, part of the Me Too movement. So I think these are important issues to raise. But you don't need a passport to work on these issues. I think if you go into almost any school, middle or high school in the United States, you're going to hear words like retard or fatso or many other much more odious words. Mm-hmm. And kids are 20, 30 times a day between their school and social media. And each time they see that or hear that, they have to make a decision. Am I going to stand up or am I going to go along? And each time they make that decision, it's like they're exercising a muscle. And eventually that becomes the go-to muscle, and they don't even think twice about it by the time they become an adult. So this exhibit is really showing how to stand up and how to start thinking about that in our own lives, in our everyday lives. How do we confront hate? How do we talk to our friends when our friends are telling racist jokes or sexist jokes? How do, you know, sometimes it's harder to confront your friends than it is to confront your enemies.
That's well said, especially when you think that when we talk about human rights violations or even atrocities, they're almost designed to feel like they're from somewhere else, that they may be in a country in a faraway land that we're not familiar with, or maybe we watched on the news or in a documentary, but it's not happening where we live. But as you just stated, things like bullying or even in the Me Too movement, harassment, those are of the same tree. Those are human rights violations.
Absolutely. And we see that also in the criminal justice system, which we're all part of because it's part of our government, where there is so much race-based imprisonment and arrests and et cetera. So I think this is an issue that we face as a greater society and something that we have to confront within ourselves, within our families, within our communities, and really try and make a difference on.
The exhibit is called Speak Truth to Power, Human Rights Defenders Who Are Changing Our World. It's at the Illinois Holocaust Museum in Skokie. It's in the Midwest premiere or debut of photographs that highlight human rights defenders from 40 countries, 6 continents. Kerry Kennedy wrote the book and is part of and bringing this this to Chicago, to the Skokie area. She's going to be on stage at 1:00 on Sunday. Ms. Kennedy, when we talk about being the president of the Robert F. Kennedy Human Rights Organization, the foundation, when you are tasked with taking on human rights violations here and abroad, what are some of the tools at your disposal? I mean, what is the foundation doing? Is it just about promotion? Is it just about education? Or are there things that you do and you put your resources to that are special and unique for the foundation?
So we approach human rights in 3 ways. Number one, we sue governments. So when Uganda passed a law that made homosexuality punishable by life in prison without parole, we partnered with local lawyers on the ground and sued the government and overturned that law. So we do that all over the world, particularly in Latin America and in Africa. Mm-hmm. And then domestically here at home, we're really looking at mass incarceration and pretrial detention. But today, of the 100 largest economies on earth, 50% of them are corporations. So Walmart has a bigger economic footprint, for instance, than the country of Norway.
Wow.
So today, if you're really interested in being involved in human rights, you need to engage the corporate sector.
Absolutely.
And we do, yes. And so we do that through investors in those corporations. So, for instance, we'll work with a union pension fund on how companies that it is investing in treat people at the bottom of the supply chain. Issues like that. Another issue that we work on with investors is who's making the investments. So you might be surprised to learn that in the 20 largest college endowments in the United States, only 1% of those endowments are invested by women and minority-owned firms. I mean, it's
that
really
is surprising. Yep, I
shocking.
Think it is shocking, and I. It's such an interesting way to think about it when you think about corporations having larger economic footprints than nations, especially nations that we know to have human rights violations. And you think about some of the violations that come for low pay or no benefits or harassment or no policies when it comes to protecting workers. You're absolutely right that there needs to be maybe more of a worldwide look at the way that this is happening. Corporations are working in our country and around the world to be able to be in a position where we can suss out human rights violations in the future.
Exactly. So and then we believe if we hold governments responsible and we hold corporations responsible, it's for naught if we don't get the next generation of human rights defenders in line. And that's how where our human rights education program comes in. And that's why we're so excited to be here at the Illinois Holocaust Museum starting on Sunday and going through the end of June.
Carrie, I'm interested, you know, when I think about this issue, because, you know, obviously suing governments, as you just mentioned about, you know, death penalty and homosexuality and things that might be way outdated when it comes to just human, you know, human society. You know, in this country, fall back on it as well. And we talk about things like religious freedom or religious liberty and how some of the teachings of religion will direct people in certain ways. And I think about even when we talk about corporations, obviously it may not be religion, but it might be business creed. It might be the government in the way that they say this is what we want from what's important, profit's important. So how do you deal with the facts? The factors like religion and government when you're trying to change the course of culture?
Well, most of the countries in the world have voluntarily signed on to the Universal Declaration of Human Rights and the Universal Covenants on Human Rights. So it's not that we are imposing on a country. Those countries, those governments representing their people have already said these are rights that we believe every human being has just as virtue as by virtue of being a human being. And therefore, we can hold those governments accountable. And we can, where the governments are failing to implement those laws and those norms, we can hold corporations accountable for their failures as well. And that's the lens through which we see this.
My last question, just, you know, as you, of course, being a Kennedy and from a family that has dedicated itself to public service from generation to generation, how important does that guide you as someone who gets into the business of human rights and making sure that it spreads across the world, being a part of a family that has been so high profile on this issue?
Well, you know, absolutely. These are our family values, and they've been passed on from one generation to the next. And I'm very proud of my brothers and sisters. Of course, my brother Christopher here in Illinois, who's running for governor at the moment, and my nephew Joe. I don't know if you saw his yes. retort.
I was going to ask you how did that make you feel watching him up there?
just so proud of both of them. So proud of both of them and all the hard work that they've given their whole lives to for our country and for our world. But you know, these are the idea of public service, the idea of working for the community, is something that's so important to our family, but so important to so many American families. And people in our country has a long history of self-sacrifice for the greater good, and I think that's really the greatest strength of our country.
Carrie Kennedy is the president of the Robert F. Kennedy Human Rights. She's also the author of Speak Truth to Power, which is also now an exhibit, or has been an exhibit. It's Midwest debut, Speak Truth to Power, Human Rights Defenders Who Are Changing Our World, is on display starting Sunday at the Illinois Holocaust Museum. Carrie Kennedy will be there for a 1 o'clock event, and the exhibit is going to run at the museum in Skokie through June. Ms. Kennedy, thanks for taking some time out to talk to us now. We appreciate it.
Okay, thanks. Take care. Bye-bye.